The whole process, the whole idea of sitting down and saying, right, let's put out an album. Was it a frightening experience for you? A daunting, perhaps, is probably a better word.
No, I think the doing of it was enjoyable because, like, we sat down and really we didn't care about any genres. We find it difficult when people ask us what kind of music is it. It's the first question people will ask you when you bring out an album, like, yeah, what kind of stuff is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just original stuff that we did, and it doesn't actually, you know, fit into any one mold or sit in any one place. In fact, it's an amalgam of music that was written and brought in to the year 2001. Right. Over the years, we are a band that's together for 10 years. One Day was recorded in 1992 in a venue live. That's the very last track on the album. It's now number 5 in Hungary, by the way.
It's incredible, really, isn't it, when you think about it?
Like, and it's making really big noises in Finland at the moment.
How many unsigned bands can say that they're number one in the charts somewhere in the world?
Well, a week after their album is released, I suppose. That's not a bad thing.
Given
that we've no record company, no deal, and we've literally produced the full album, wrote it, recorded it, produced it, duplicated it, distributed it ourselves, did the website ourselves, and it's just out there. It's going to do what it's going to do. Mm. We're going to certainly push it as much as we can, but certainly we're definitely going down the road of, you know.
Is there some of the investment coming back to you now then? Are you making a few bucks from
it? Well, just to be on the internet, we'd say, which is very much now up to the business of MP3s, this kind of online music, so to speak, and One Day particularly. I mean, I was just browsing across the net. I was searching for mentions of Colour Tide anywhere, and next thing it cropped up that it was number in the top 10 in Hungary and
another
church.
Buzz,
you know? Yeah, it was a shock.
Like Top of the Pops thing.
It was a shock. I mean, I just went, I rang this guy about it, and I said, the site actually is just as far as interest is www, not the Hungarian one, it's www.zene.net, just if anybody wants to have a look.
Just in case you think that we're
are you linked from your own site?
Yeah, we are.
It's from our own site, yeah.
Which is www.colourtide.com.
C-O-L-O-U-R.
It's the proper spelling of it.
It's the proper spelling,
not the American English version of it. Do I take it then that a lot of the songs that are on this album then, are some of them are new and some of them are quite old?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you said that One Day is quite an old song.
Yeah,
so it spans really the 10 years.
Wake Up as well would be another one. That's actually, Wake Up and One Day have our live recordings, and we kind of one take stuff back mid early 90s, and then we just literally put vocals and guitar and stuff on top of them.
Right.
And freshen them up a bit, you know, so it was interesting.
Like that song we just heard there now, that Driving Home, is it easy for you to reproduce that on stage live then, given the sound that's there, a lot of the computer stuff that's in it?
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, really?
We're one of these weird bands that actually produce the album first, and then we'll go getting the gigs.
We're going to get some live music for you in a few minutes, but I'm going to play another track from this, because I mentioned that this is probably one of my favourites from it, our standouts. From it. It's a song called Tell Me Why, and this is who's the girl singing on it?
That's Alison O'Sullivan. She's brilliant, actually. She works in Cork as well. She does a lot of kind of part-time work with bands and stuff as well.
Right.
So she's not involved really in the original side of things, which I know she wants to be.
Right, but that's probably the stepping stone she wants.
Yeah, but she's actually very, very good.
Right, okay, let's have a listen to this. This is Tell Me Why from Colour Tide.